One show cares about your health. One show cares about your body. IMA Doctors, live in studio with Jack and Sandy. It's straight talk and honest answers to your healthcare questions from the team of doctors at IMA Healthcare.
We love our once-a-month show here on the Jack and Sandy Show on KFGO with IMA Healthcare and the physicians. Dr. Hella is here. Dr. Brent Hella. Good morning, Dr. Hella.
Good morning.
It is always a pleasure to see you, internal medicine physician who specializes in disease management with a special interest in diabetes and weight loss. And Susan Hansen, good morning to you, Susan.
Good morning.
Physician's assistant who specializes in women's health and prevention of diseases, including a special interest in diabetes education. We'll have open phone lines in just a moment, and but let's start with metabolic syndrome.
As a matter of fact, we're getting phone calls already. That's great. We'll get to your house calls in a moment, but Dr. Hella, metabolic syndrome, by the notes provided me, that is a name for a group of risk factors that when occurring together increase the risk for coronary artery disease, stroke, and type 2 diabetes. Yikes. Tell us a little more.
Well, probably about 3/4 of the patients that we see in our clinic, only because we get referred patients to us for weight loss, probably have and qualify for metabolic syndrome. It's basically men who've got a 40-inch waist, women who have 35-inch waist, elevated triglycerides and cholesterol, either they're treated or not, elevated blood pressure, that number sort of changes between 130 and 140 systolic, and or you've got diabetes, prediabetes, or fasting blood sugar over 100.
And it sounds to me like if you have all of those, you have a lot of areas to conquer.
Right. And you know, they all come down to one issue, which is, you know, weight management, diet, exercise. So even though they seem sort of like a complex disease system, they're all really, you know, based in one or two different...
How common is this metabolic disorder?
Well, historically, I think about 40 to 50% of adults have it. Most people don't know they have it. We try to explain what it is when they come in and what metabolic syndrome is and what some of the risk factors are for it so the patients can kind of understand what we're trying to treat.
And Susan Hansen, nice to have you here too. What are the symptoms that someone might experience with metabolic syndrome?
I think that's probably part of the big problem is there's not always a lot of symptoms. I think probably the thing that I get most often is the complaint of fatigue. You know, women come in, they're just not feeling themselves, they're tired, which could be from a lot of different things, including untreated blood pressure or just being overweight.
So obesity itself is one of the greatest risk factors, Dr. Hellett. What other factors might be of concern?
Well, I mean, you know, obesity is about to overtake smoking as the number one preventable cause of early death. So, you know, it's a big issue, you know, and obviously we see it a lot in our clinic. But we also, not only are metabolic issues a problem, but sleep apnea, arthritis, early heart disease, depression, increasing risk of cancer, breast cancer, colon cancer are all risk factors associated with this metabolic syndrome.
Difference for men and women?
You know, there's women tend to have more the arthritis issues, knee issues, low back issues. Men, unfortunately, are more prone to develop coronary disease and go on to develop diabetes than women are. So there are a few different risk factors that apply for men and women.
Any other health concerns that we should mention in regard to metabolic syndrome?
You know, like Susan said, I think a lot of our patients just come in not feeling well and don't understand why they don't feel well. And this metabolic syndrome and all these other, you know, issues that I talked about, you know, often just people don't feel well and they don't know why. So they're looking for answers.
And you sort of alluded to it earlier, but again, treatment for metabolic syndrome, Susan or Dr. Hella?
I think Dr. Hella alluded to it earlier. If we can even reduce people's weight by 10%, a lot of this can improve or even go away. Unfortunately, there's about 79 million people out there that have untreated pre-diabetes. And if we can get to some of those, we can improve this.
It doesn't seem, even if you started out slow and lost 10 pounds, you can see a significant difference in your numbers, I would think, Dr. Hella.
And that's the fun what we have. You know, if I don't have to put another patient on a blood pressure medication or cholesterol medication in my practice, in my life, I would be pleased. I would love that.
So it seems to me that at the root of metabolic syndrome, that many of the things, I mean, there are things obviously that are genetic and that you inherit, but that many of the things that you're talking about are prevented by simple things. Losing some weight, maybe cutting out a dessert or two, not drinking. Oh, listen, now I sound like the doctor, don't I? Well, if you need any help with anything, you just let me know.
Right, thanks.
But I mean, even small changes in one's life can make this better.
You know, like you said, not drinking soda anymore, skipping that second helping, those are all little lifestyle changes, and they're not that tough. That can significantly improve metabolic syndrome. And we push more diet than we do exercise. And it's all about diet, diet, diet. You know, we can exercise till we're blue in the face. That's great. That's fine. You do it, you know. But it's all about what we're putting in our mouths.
You know, I remember having an experience a few years ago where I was losing weight. And I was quite successful. It was a group experience. And there was one lady who tried her best, and she was older. She was in her 70s. She'd had hip surgery, etc., and she was eating the appropriate foods and doing everything. She couldn't do a lot of exercise because she couldn't really, and wasn't losing weight. Do you run into people like that where it seems like they'd have to literally starve themselves to lose weight? Does that happen? Does your metabolism get to such a point that it's next to impossible to burn off weight?
I definitely think that your metabolism changes as you get older. You know, it starts around age 30, but it seems like around age 40, then things tend to dip a little bit more. And unfortunately for women, we have a little bit harder time than men. You know, men can decide on Monday that they would like to lose some weight, and by Friday they've lost 10 pounds. Doesn't quite work that way for women. So we have to work smarter and be more dedicated and do the little things that men don't always have to do.
Wait till you're 55. Or 56, and it gets even harder.
I think Roseanne Barr said, my husband can take the garbage can to the alley and lose 5 pounds. It is 19 minutes after 11 o'clock. This is the IMA Doctor Show. We'll have open phone lines. We have someone standing by. We'll get to that person here in just a moment. We'll have a market update. Sandy Buttweiler will have Wall Street for us, and we'll try to get Shauna Olson in with the commodities. This is the IMA Doctor Show on 790 KFGO.
It's time for the IMA doctors to take house calls. Call now, 237-5948 or 800-880-5346, where you get answers to any healthcare question. This is the all-new House Call segment with the physicians from IMA Healthcare.
Dr. Brett Hella is with us from IMA Healthcare, and physician's assistant Susan Hansen in studio. And we'll take your phone calls at 237-5948. Or 800-880-5346. We'd like to hear from you right now.
Or you can email us at kfgo.studio@kfgo.com. IMA Healthcare is located at 1707 in the Gold Drive in the Goldmark Office Park, just east of Doolittle's. Their website is imahealthcare.com. Their phone number is 701-280-2033. We covered metabolic syndrome, and if you have any questions about that, be sure to call in and get free medical advice from Dr. Brett Hella and Susan Hansen.
One of the guidelines to which you alluded a while ago was abdominal obesity, a waist circumference of 40 inches or more in men, 35 inches in women. And where is the waist? Where do you measure that?
Well, I mean, we do hip to waist ratios, and so we usually measure right at the hips on one, and then right about the belly button on the other. And if you take that ratio, that's actually more important in a lot of patients than just doing plain old measurements. And we have some big people who've got, who are just stocky that don't necessarily have that extra fat. But
we have Brad, who is standing by, who has a doctor, has a question for the doctor about surgery, et cetera. Again, Dr. Brett Hella is here. And Brad, you're on the IMA Doctor Show.
All right. Thanks a lot. I got a dumb question. I'm going to have a surgery on my hand on Wednesday afternoon and on my eye on Friday. Is there a distance you should have spread between two surgeries?
Probably not. I mean, they're I mean, I don't know what kind of surgery you're having, but if they're minor surgeries, I've had patients have a cataract on Friday and then the other eye done on Wednesday, or, you know, two procedures like that. If they're large...
The one is really simple, the hand one, but the eye one, I'll be knocked out for a few hours if I take the eye out.
Oh, really? Okay, we didn't need to know that one, that part.
I'm just checking.
I think the hand one, if it's real minor, you're going to be fine with. And then, you know, if the ophthalmologist that's doing your surgery is satisfied with that, I think you're probably going to be fine.
Good luck to you, Brad.
What's your eye surgery?
I had a torn retina last year, and they fixed it, and they put a ring around my eye to hold it together, and now I've developed a bunch of scar tissue on it, so I can't see out of it.
Good luck.
They're going to drill three holes in it Friday morning, and one for a solution, one for their little light bulb to see what they're doing, and the other one for their tools. So hopefully I'll be able to see when they're done messing around.
Wow. Well, good luck to you, sir. Thank you for calling.
We have a time. We could take another call at 237-5948 and 800-880-5346.
We have an email for the doctors from Deborah. I am dealing with bloating issues. It used to affect me once a month for a few days, but now that, here we go, that I'm in my 50s, it seems to be a problem a lot. Should she be concerned? Susan, you want to take that one?
Sure. You know, bloating is kind of one of those symptoms that it could be a lot of different things. There could be something, you know, ovarian going on. If it's persistent, it could be some bowel changes that are going on that maybe need a colonoscopy. It could be as simple as dietary things. So it should be checked out.
We have a question for the doctor, and it looks like it would be Steve. You're on with Dr. Brent Hellett and with physician assistant Susan Hansen.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Good morning.
Yes, I'm calling in behalf of my wife, and we want to know what would cause a sudden drop in high cholesterol level.
Boy, that could be anything.
Steve, you hold on a second. Dr. Hilly, you want to think about that?
Sure.
Because that's a good one. And Steve, if you can hold on and either listen on the other end of the KFGO news or... just listen to us or call, stay on the phone. We'll get to you.
This is the IMA Healthcare Show on KFGO with Dr. Brent Hella and Susan Hansen from IMA Healthcare. The rest of the show is House Calls. You know the numbers, 237-5948, 800-880-KFGO.
One show gives you the information that can change and save your life. IMA Doctors, live in studio with Jack and Sandy. It's straight talk and honest answers to your healthcare questions from the team of doctors at IMA Healthcare.
790 KFGO. It is 11:35. We love our once a month visit with the doctors from IMA Healthcare. And today, Dr. Brent Hella is with us, internal medicine doctor who specializes in disease management and specializing in diabetes and weight loss. And Susan Hansen, physician assistant, specializing in women's health and prevention of diseases, including a special interest in diabetes education. Our phone numbers are 237-5948 or 800-880-5348. And you can email us at kfgo.studio@kfgo.com.
When last we were here on the IMA Doctor Show, Steve was describing a situation. It was his wife whose cholesterol plummeted from between tests. And you're here with Dr. Hella. Go ahead, Steve. Explain a little more. Steve?
Yes.
Go ahead. Please explain the cholesterol issue.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Her cholesterol, high cholesterol, or good, I'll call it, had been running very nicely for a long time. In her last test, it dropped from 103 to 59. And we're trying to figure out why. Her doctor said her stomach was not holding the good cholesterol, but we don't know anything more than that.
Susan Hansen?
Sometimes as women age too, our estrogen obviously decreases, and that plays a role in your good cholesterol. So if her estrogen was starting to decline, that could be part of it too.
Has she ever checked that?
I'm not sure about the estrogen. What would cause that to decrease suddenly, or, you know?
It's not that it decreases suddenly. It happens over time. But as your estrogen decreases, so does that protection on the HDL. So that could be a little bit of what's going on. I don't know if that big of a drop, but there's certainly other reasons, too.
Dr. Heller?
You know, I don't think we've ever come up, or I've never seen somebody who's dropped their HDL that significantly.
From 103 to 59.
I guess I wouldn't be overly excited about it. I thought she dropped her cholesterol, total cholesterol, that. So now that I understand that, I wouldn't be overly worried. So I would just recheck it again. Even dietary changes, you can drop your HDL for, you know, if you're just not maybe eating correctly or like you were. If you quit eating fish, for example, or you stop taking your fish oil tablets, sometimes your good cholesterol can drop.
Do you mind if I ask how old your wife is?
She will be 73 next week. Mm-hmm.
So the older people get, can their cholesterol go down too?
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, there's an inverse relationship. You know, the older we get and you've got a low cholesterol, the worse the outcomes. We don't know why. Is it a person not eating well? Do they have something else going on? Doesn't sound like that's what's going on in this patient, but if I have an 85-year-old lady whose total cholesterol is 100, then you're kind of going, oof, you know. There's something else going on, or mm-hmm. something like that. So as we get older, ironically, when our cholesterol's dropped, that's not always a good sign. So.
Would you recommend estrogen additives or hormone supplements to someone 73 who might be experiencing such a drop?
No.
Why?
Well, with the women's health studies, over the age of 60, estrogen can be a cardiovascular risk. So I try to, if people are on estrogen, I try to wean them off by that age. So I don't treat anybody with estrogen at that age.
You know what's interesting? What's interesting, Susan, is the women that I know, my age, girlfriends of mine who maybe have been on hormone replacement therapy through the years. What's interesting is that when they go off those hormone replacement therapies, they seem to get the symptoms of menopause back. The more women I know that go through it cold turkey, they're done. Do you find that in your practice?
You know, if I had a dollar for every time someone came to me with, you know, menopause issues, I'd be rich.
I bet.
It's not an easy answer because mm-hmm. everybody is so different.
Sure.
You know, I have some people who don't have any symptoms at all. And I usually tell those people not to talk to their friends because they'll be very jealous. And then other people at age 70 who are still experiencing those hot flashes or night sweats, and they're very real.
Let's get an email into the KFGO studios. Paul wants to know if you guys know anything about back disc replacement surgery happening in other countries like Germany?
That, I think, is on the table at the FDA right now to get approved. They've been doing it in Germany. I've had patients fly over to Germany. It's about a $30,000 procedure with great success. The FDA, you know, bless them, sometimes they're a little bit more cautious, and that's fine. But the success that I've seen when patients go over and have them has been phenomenal. And I think eventually that'll come. I think there are some that are here in sort of pre-studied. So I had a patient go down, I think, to the University of Minnesota and had one done, but I think it was sort of an early, you know, FDA approval kind of thing.
It'll be interesting to see if it's a $3,000 procedure here.
Yeah, no, 30.
It'll be more like
30. They pay cash when they go over.
Yeah,
wow.
I've heard of fundraisers and such, and remarkable success with that. Right. This is the IMA Doctor Show on KFGO. We do it once a month, and here's your chance for some free medical advice. Today, our doctor is Dr. Brent Hella from IMA Healthcare, and Susan Hansen, physician's assistant, is with us.
The rest of the show is house calls, your medical questions for Dr. Hella and for Susan. And IMA Healthcare is focused on whole person preventive and specialized medical care. IMA Healthcare, embracing the personal side of medicine at imahealthcare.com and in the Goldmark Office Park just east of Doolittle's. We'll be back.
We're back with the doctors. Dr. Brett Hella from IMA Healthcare. And we also have with us Susan Hansen, who is a physician's assistant. And we can take any question via email at kfgo.studio@kfgo.com. Or 237-5948, 800-880-5346.
Here is an email into the studio, guys. If my another cholesterol question. If my cholesterol dropped from, and this is a gentleman, from 160 to 110, should that be a concern? I was delighted, but his cholesterol has been high most of his adult life. He's been on Lipitor 25 years and has not had any real lifestyle changes.
I mean, I don't think that's a big concern. It's always trends. You know, there's little things that happen that your cholesterol drop. People come in and have a big weekend and then come in for their cholesterol. I was just joking with my sister. She said, oh, I got to have my cholesterol on Thursday. So she was trying to behave. You know, some of that does work, but, you know, there are trends. I wouldn't be overly concerned about it.
No. I remember that my potassium was low for a while, and I was having different eye surgeries, and they weren't going to do my surgery until I got my potassium level up higher, and, well, they ultimately did, but I literally drank, like, a gallon of tomato juice, and my potassium went from, like, a 3.0 to, like, an 8.5 or something. So, I mean, even, not really, I'm exaggerating, but even, but those kinds of things can affect those numbers just like that.
Very rapidly. Now, cholesterols tend to trend a little bit slower than a potassium.
Oh,
I mean,
well.
You can get take a water pill for blood pressure, go out golfing for a weekend, and then come in on Monday and your potassium's low, just because you sweat and take the water pills or whatever. But cholesterols, you know, kind of come up and go up and down. Interesting things, I've had patients' cholesterols going down because they've all of a sudden been switched from to a generic or back to a brand name. There are all sorts of kind of strange things like that. So if the patient's feeling well and their cholesterol goes down, I wouldn't be overly concerned with that.
We have a question. We have a caller here. John is here for a house call. Hi, John. You're on KFGO.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. Say, I was wondering on pancreas cancer. Is that hereditary, or what's the symptoms on that?
Pancreatic cancer generally isn't a hereditary thing, but there are risk factors. If you're a smoker and a drinker, your chance of having pancreatic cancer is significantly elevated. Smoking alone, alcohol alone can do it too, but the two together just seem to be a horrible mix. Unfortunately for pancreatic cancer, usually by the time the patients have symptoms, it's already, it's already too late, and, you know, surgery is not always an option and that sort of thing. So it's kind of a devastating thing to see happen.
But, what are the symptoms?
Well, I mean, usually late on, they start getting right upper quadrant pain, weight loss, maybe jaundice or yellowed eyes or, that sort of thing. But again, once those symptoms come on, sometimes it's too late, and that's kind of the tragedy. That's why you would hear people having pancreatic cancer, because they tend to be very aggressive, getting diagnosed and within 4 or 5 weeks they're gone, because it can be that devastating. Yeah. So
we have another email. My husband was just diagnosed with a fatty liver, and he says it's not serious. Is he correct?
We see a lot of that in the clinic now. More than likely, we see it in women, but men get it too. Basically, all the sugar that you're processing from carbohydrates and bad diet is being circulated in your liver and broken down into something that looks just like alcohol. So 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, your liver is looking at alcohol. You do biopsies of patients like that, they look just like someone who's been drinking for 40 years. It is a huge problem. Susan and I have a mutual patient, love her to death, had a transplant because of it, a liver transplant because of it, doesn't drink at all. Again, the diet changes, weight loss, period. That's the only way to treat that.
KFGO time is 11:48. This is the house call segment of the IMA Doctor Show, 237-5948 or 800-880-5346. And again, you can email us into the studio, kfgo.studio@kfgo.com.
And IMA Healthcare is, doctors for adults generally. And can you just tell us what's going around, or is everybody well right now?
We've had a lot of colds over the summer. We've had a lot of GI issues. I've had a couple patients with Lyme and a couple other Lyme-related things. So I've had some weird stuff this summer.
That would be Lyme disease, and that's carried from a tick, a deer tick.
Right.
And what sort of symptoms are taking the people as far as getting a hold of
The body aches, the fevers, they feel like they've got the flu, but they don't have the flu, that sort of thing.
Will it go away without a visit to a doctor?
Once you get to that point, you need antibiotics for Lyme. So
237-5948 and 800-880-5346. We have another market update coming. Shauna Olson is in-house. We'll get our commodities taken care of. And back for more of our questions or yours. This is the House Calls portion of the IMA Doctor Show.
And you can find IMA Healthcare at imahealthcare.com, 701-280-2033. They're located at 1707 Gold Drive in the Goldmark Office Park, just east of Doolittle's. And a reminder, our next IMA Healthcare show is Monday, September 16th.
The IMA doctors are in-house, and they are Dr. Brent Hella from IMA Healthcare, and we have with us Susan Hansen, physician's assistant, answering questions from you in our House Calls segment. And Renee has a question about diabetes. Hi, Renee. You're on KFGO.
Hi. I have a sister who has been an insulin-dependent diabetic for 30-plus years and a very brittle diabetic. Anyway, she lost vision in one eye due to a retinal detachment about 7 years ago, and 2 months ago had bleeding in the back of her eye and now has no vision in the other eye. She's seeing a retina specialist who keeps telling her she's going to get her vision back. It's been over 2 months. Is that possible?
Boy, that's a tough question. You know, some patients with the bleed, when they put bubbles in and they do gas, you know, and doing injections and stuff, that they do get their vision back. We see a lot of them preoperatively in our clinic. Some of the retina guys send them to us, and you'll see them 6, 9, 10 months later, and they're, you know, they get some of their vision, if not all of it, back. But it's really a case by case, patient by patient outcome, I think.
What does she, just for my interest's sake, what does she see? Is it total blackness or?
Very bright colors and sketchy outlines of people when she's very close to them.
All right, thank you very much, Renee. Good luck.
237-5948 or 800-880-5346. This is our final segment with the doctors on the IMA Healthcare Show on KFGO.
Renee just referred to her sister, diabetic, and referred to her as a brittle diabetic. What does that term refer to, Susan?
That can mean a lot of things, but most often it's the patient that comes in and they've got blood sugars from 60 to 360, and there's really no rhyme or reason to them sometimes. You know, we'd like to be able to manage every blood sugar out there and kind of, you know, this is because you're exercised too much or this was because you ate the sweet roll, but that's not always the case when you've been a type 1 diabetic, as probably as long as her sister has been.
Is it possible that one could exercise too much?
It is possible.
You know, I thought so this morning.
Well, you know what? I just saw one of my Facebook friends who said that she was going to stop. She's been beating her body up, running marathons and facing injury after injury after injury, and decided that she's done with that. I mean, she's going to pace her runs, but don't you just have to decide you can't beat your body up like that forever?
Now, I'm in that same boat. I love to run. I love to get outdoors. The statistics, however, are half hour of cardio is all you need. More than that starts to be harmful. And especially women, we're talking about menopause. We're talking about having a hard time losing weight when you get older. It all has to do with your fat percentage. Women come in when they're 40% body fat. I'd love to get them down to 30. I've been for the last couple of months pushing weights, and 15, 20 minutes, 3 to 4 times a week. That's all you need. Mm-hmm. What they're finding, these long distance runners, they get sick, they increase their cortisol. And you know, if you get hungry, and if you're somebody who doesn't eat really well to begin with, and you go out and run and then still don't eat well, you're not mm-hmm. going to lose weight.
What do you mean increase your cortisol?
It's stressful. Mm-hmm. Our bodies right. aren't meant to run an hour a day. They just aren't.
Yeah.
So I think small 10, 15 minute bursts of something or other in your day, in the morning, whenever you can get it done, is probably better for you than going out and running mm-hmm. an hour, 2 hours a day.
Well, you get that runner's high, right? I mean, I've never had it, but
I've never hit a wall.
It's good.
Are you a runner?
I am.
Oh, boy. So you have to, I imagine, watch yourself as well.
Yeah. You know, I think for women, especially with weight loss, it's the high intensity exercise mm-hmm. that really improves the metabolism more so than anything. So like Dr. Hella said, short bursts, even if you, you know, walk for 20 minutes, if you can get 5 or 10 minutes at a faster pace, that's going to help your metabolism more so than anything.
This has been the IMA Doctor Show. It'll be heard again a month from now. It'll be September 16th. And we want to thank Dr. Brent Hella for stopping by. And we also want to thank Susan Hansen, physician assistant here on KFGO.